Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Brent Reed, probably never been this far west in his whole life. Can't get him off the northern beaches there. Although, no, you did go to, over there for the junket, the Origin, for about 2 weeks.
That's true.
Good,
can't
Reedy.
Can't Wendell find a freebie? Blimey.
Well, he just got another ambassadorship. Is that the word? Is that a word?
I don't know. Ambassador role.
Well, what's that word, Reedy? You're the journalist here.
Ambassadorial position or something.
Oh, yeah.
That's almost maroon-like, the way he's got that freebie.
Yeah, that's true. He's taught me well, you're right.
Lots going on in the game though at the moment, Reedy, and some possibly big news for the Walters family.
Yeah, it looks like it could be a big week for the Walters family, Gerds. I don't know if you remember a couple of weeks ago, the Queensland Rugby League was talking about extending his contract, and when that was happening, the Queensland Rugby League chairman, Bruce Hatcher, actually went overseas, so it didn't progress very far. But Bruce is now back. He got back on Sunday. I spoke to him yesterday, and he plans to step up those talks potentially this week. So I hope they can extend Kevy pretty quickly and get a deal done for Kevy. And then there's his son, Billy, who's obviously played a couple of games for Melbourne this year. There's a bit of a whisper going around that maybe he might join the Tigers next year, and that could get announced this week or next week.
Is that another 5'8"?
He play 5'8", really? He's a 5'8 half, isn't he?
Well, apparently he can play a variety of positions.
Okay.
But, we've seen him this year. He's handling himself pretty well when he's playing for the Storm. And obviously the Storm have got a million players down there, and I guess he's looking for a fresh start somewhere. And the West Tigers look as though they might land Billy Walters. So,
Yeah, Madge has had a good relationship with Kevy over the years too, so...
Well, they go way back, don't they?
Didn't you have some breaking mail on Josh Reynolds already? Are you still going to go through with that?
What's that?
He's already announced it that he's playing. He's been pulled out of that Canterbury Cup game tomorrow.
No, but the real news.
What was the real news?
Come on, mate, give us a...
Please elaborate.
I've heard you got the best spills.
Oh, he saves it all for the paper.
Too
expensive, though. It's like $3.50 or something for a newspaper.
Only on the weekend, yes. $3 during the week. They've got to pay my wages somehow.
Yeah, or the Sunday footy show he saves it for. When they do the little journalist corner.
Hey, what about the Eels, Rudy? Out there in the Western Sydney doing pretty well at the moment. There might be some new deals on the table for Jennings and Takarangi.
Yeah, look, the Jennings one's been floating around for a while. They were haggling a bit over the length of the deal. I think Parramatta are initially only offering the year, but it looks like he'll get the 2 years he wants at Parramatta. So Jenko's had a pretty good year there, hasn't he? He's looked pretty good back to his old self, and he's obviously convinced him to give him a couple of years. And Takarangi's another guy who's off contract at the end of this year, and looks like he will sign a new deal there as well. So a couple of big signings for Parramatta as they head towards the finals.
Yeah, a couple of experienced guys there that'll come in real handy. Reedy, what do you make of all the all this banter between, the Storm and the Rabbitohs and obviously the Raiders getting involved? Is it just the time of year, or do you think there's something more to it?
Well, I think it's more the time of year. I mean, there's always been something to it, hasn't there? The fact that the Storm used the wrestle, there's no doubt about that. But, every club does it, Gerds, don't they? I mean, Josh is there, and Madge has been a guy use the wrestle as well. It comes out of the Melbourne system, and his wrestling sessions are notorious for how physical they are, from what I understand. So, obviously Melbourne are very good at it, and that's why everyone's targeting them at the moment, because they're the best at it, and they've only lost 3 games all year. But it's not a new issue, is it? And 16 years old, this issue, because I was at the press conference when it first exploded in Canberra, and that was, I think, 2006 or 2003, I can't remember. It was one of the two, but the NRL's got to have an appetite. If they want to get rid of it, they've got to have an appetite to get rid of it, and the appetite's not there at the moment.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see too much come out of Ricky Stewart this week leading into the game. They're pretty tight, aren't they, him and Bellyache? So, but that's going to be they go out for dinner, don't they, on a Friday night?
They have a coffee the night before the game, yeah.
So that would have been interesting.